think Blessing, when you look at or what happened in Zimbabwe, in my view, is moving on to dollarization from a period where there was hyperinflation and there were a lot of informal opportunities, especially for people in the informal market. People were used to making money in a very short space of time. If you look at the people who were, say, for instance, selling foreign currency, someone could be able to double their income in a space of an hour, you know, by just buying and selling foreign currency without really investing much. Now with the dollarization of the economy, you find that the basic economic fundamentals, they start to apply where, you know, a dollar is a dollar and, you know, the returns that you're getting are now in line with the rest of the world. And for the people that have been used to making, you know, a lot of money in a short space of time, you know, for them to adjust their lifestyle to the reduced income, you know, in my view, this is, you know, this is what's causing people to now commit fraud for them to maintain a certain lifestyle that they've been used to living.
How do you conduct your research as KPMG?
We do have an arm in our South African office. I couldn't be very specific on how they actually do the research, but I know they do compile statistics mainly from the media reports, from the interviews like the one we're having now. So they do compile the fraud occurrence, the level of corruption as well. And from those statistics that they compile from the reported cases, they then compile a report. So I'd say they actually use publicly available information, but I can't be very specific on the mechanics because it's done by another arm of KPMG in our forensics department in Johannesburg.